Light of the Bhagavat, verse 10. Just as a living being attains a transcendentally attractive form by rendering service to Lord Hari, similarly, all the inhabitants of the land and the water assume their beautiful forms by taking advantage of the newly fallen water. We have practical experience of this with our students in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Before becoming students, they were dirty looking, although they had naturally beautiful personal features. But due to having no information of Krishna consciousness, they appeared very dirty and wretched. Now, since they have taken to Krishna consciousness, their health has improved, and by following the rules and regulations, their bodily luster has increased. And when they are dressed with saffron-colored cloth, with tilak on their foreheads, and beads in their hands and on their necks, they look exactly as if they have come directly from Vaikuntha. The residents of the water are the fish, frogs, and so on, and the residents of the land are the cows, deer, and so on. By constantly drinking and taking bath in the fresh rainwater of the rainy season, the tired and parched animals are refreshed, and their complexions become brilliant as their health is invigorated by the arrival of new rainwater. The lakes, ponds, and rivers are cleansed and invigorated by the downpour of new rainwater and thus become most beautiful. And so similarly, a devotee of the Supreme Lord who takes advantage of the beautiful and invigorating downpour of the transcendental descriptions of God, which are found in the Vedic literature, one finds his or her spiritual consciousness invigorated and refreshed. In this way, one's spiritualized body becomes very beautiful.